Hi, this is Blima Burshad. I'm the Director of Marketing at Aparo, and you are listening to the Aparo Effect, where we talk about all things related to building the capacity of nonprofits in Charlotte. I am joined by two guests who we're going to be talking with today about cohort-based programs, and I'm going to let my guests introduce themselves. So, Sam, could you kick us off, please?
Sure. Thank you, and thank you, Aparo, for this opportunity. My name is Sam Smith, Jr. I work at the United Way of Central Carolinas, where I lead our Unite Charlotte program that's focused on supporting grassroots organizations that are led by people of color.
Thank you, Sam. And Levon, if you could introduce yourself.
Thank you, Bleema. I'm LaVon McLean. I am the Chief Program Officer with Aparo, and I oversee a lot of our capacity building work related to skilled volunteer technology projects, cohort-based work, education and training, as well as just general advice and guidance type of consulting.
Thank you, and thank you both for planting a little bit of a seed about what we're going to be talking about today. Sam, you used the word cohort. So before we dive too deep, can you tell us what that really means? Like what is a cohort of nonprofits? And as opposed to what would the alternative be?
So with the Unite Charlotte program, we bring our agencies in a cohort base. So we have it's a three-tier program. All agencies that are participating in the Unite Charlotte program have to come in through tier one. And we consider that a cohort because the goal is to see that group of 25 agencies matriculate through our program through Unite Charlotte first year, Unite Charlotte second year, and if they're fortunate, Unite Charlotte third year. Within those tiers, within those programs, we have specific capacity building opportunity for each what we call our cohort. So in our Unite Charlotte first year group, they all get the opportunity to collaborate together through various ways. One of those is through the Duke University Nonprofit Management Program that's offered to them. The other way is a new partnership that we are forming with Aparo, where our agencies will participate in the technology cohort, where Aparo will walk them through best practices, what technology they could use to kind of enhance the work that they do. And then when they get into our second year, that cohort or that group of agencies get to participate in what we call executive coaches. So they could do it in different ways. They could do it as a group, as a cohort, or they could do it individually. But the ultimate goal, again, is to prepare these agencies to be vibrant by the time they have made it through our tier one, tier two, and tier or first year, second year, third year of our program.
Perfect. Thank you for that overview and for bringing
Can
up.
I add something?
Yeah,
I was just gonna say, their program is really great, and it's something that I know we're gonna talk about more, but we're kind of excited to be able to add into. But I just wanted to say a little bit about, the power of a cohort, the thinking of it being, especially with nonprofits and grassroots type nonprofits who are early, it's so powerful to say to them, like, you're not alone and that you can learn with other nonprofits who maybe have similar challenges to you. And so there's power in helping individually, and then there's power in also saying, oh, they face a similar problem, or maybe they addressed that challenge a year ago and I can learn from them. So it's us being able to walk a group of, like nonprofits through learning, but also learning from each other is and building that sense of community. Because many nonprofits are kind of touching on different things, but the power of lifting the community together is also one of the things that I feel like a cohort-based program does.
Yeah, that's great. I definitely hear what you're saying about the benefit. Like you may pause for a second as a nonprofit leader and think, but wait, I could work with Aparo or with the United Way on my own and get all that individual attention. There certainly are advantages of being part of that group, collaborating, like you said, Sam, and all those together. Levon, this is not your first foray into cohort-based programming.
That's correct. So we also additionally have a cohort-based program called GAIN, which stands for Growth, Agility, and Innovation for Nonprofits, that's sponsored by Lowe's. And we're taking 10 nonprofits through a deep technology transformation journey. So covering really the wide gamut in technology. So looking at hardware, software, training, as well as bringing community skilled volunteers in to do several projects with them, technology planning, software selection, a security assessment. Again, using the power of skilled volunteers, as well as coming together as a group of nonprofits. All of these nonprofits are smaller nonprofits who really need the benefit of working together, as well as maybe some of these things are, it becomes very cost prohibitive to do some of these things by yourself. So being in this cohort program and being guided has been transformational for many of them. We're in the second year of that journey, and it's been truly amazing.
Great. I've gotten to hear a lot of those stories, and they have really shared. So definitely what you described has some similarities with the Unite Charlotte cohort and that program. Have either of you felt any pushback or resistance from a nonprofit who says, well, I just have this, you know, I'm not sure that a cohort-based program is right for me, or do the benefits always just sell themselves? I don't know, Sam, like, has anyone resisted? Wish they could be served by
Not in my experience in the 2.5 years. I think a lot of them appreciate the ability to be able to, I think LaVon mentioned this earlier, bounce ideas off of each other. That's in so many ways, that's kind of like the issue we have in Charlotte. We have tons of nonprofits, especially on the grassroots side, and some of them kind of in some ways do similar work. So when they're able to be in this cohort-based opportunity, they're able to talk with each other and be that supplement of each other. If someone isn't strong in a specific space, that other nonprofit could possibly pick up the slack, per se, for lack of a better term, the slack to help that organization. So we, at least in my experience, I haven't experienced an agency who wasn't on board to be within a cohort. A lot of them have always found there is added benefit when they're able to work together in a cohesive cohesive cohort.
And what about you, LaVon? Because Aparo offers many services that are one-on-one, have you seen any resistance to participating in like a program as opposed to having your own project?
I don't think so. I think because many of the programs and services that they could get individually are part of the cohort. And so I think being able to see a mapped out journey of what the, you know, both with Unite Charlotte and with our GAIN program, there's a journey map of like, this is the things you're going to do throughout the course of the year. So it's kind of relieving in a way to be like, this is what the journey is going to look like. This is the information and education or training or support I'm going to receive. So kind of take some question marks out there, out of it. I'd also say maybe it takes some of the pressure off of being like, I'm not the only one. So it's not like I feel like I have to come in feeling like I know exactly where I'm going with this. And this is the first step and this is the next step. Like it's kind of mapped out. And in some ways, what I've seen with some of the nonprofits in the cohort programs is they kind of learn very quickly that sometimes they know more than they think they know. And sometimes they realize they don't know some things in some areas, and the cohort kind of balances each other out. So you never feel like, one of the things that we at Aparo really try to do when we're working individually is it's okay to ask any question. Like don't feel intimidated by a skilled volunteer or a technology expert. And so we work very hard to make sure that a nonprofit feels informed and they're an active part of the journey. And in a cohort, I think just by the fact that there's, you know, other nonprofits with you, you kind of mitigate that kind of feeling because you already feel like, oh, there's already other nonprofits here. And I don't feel like I have to maybe come in knowing something or come in perceiving where I'm going to take this next, you know, after maybe I'm finished with something. So there's a camaraderie that I think is really great in a cohort-based work. And really what we've seen, even from a much earlier cohort we did back, you know, around the 2012, 2014 timeframe, was they build relationships that last, like long after that cohort ends, is you also build relationships in the community. To what Sam was saying, some of these nonprofits do similar things. So sometimes what we've seen is, you know, someone's doing something similar, and if they're thinking about it, they have someone who's in the same space as them to be a thought partner down the road as well. So that's kind of not an advertised benefit necessarily, but it's also something that we have seen that's been really beneficial. But really, nonprofits don't balk at the idea of doing a cohort, because I think they recognize the benefits of being in one.
Nice.
Yeah, if I could.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was going to add two things, because that's a really good point. I would say, as she was talking about, thinking about, sometimes when the idea is first presented to the nonprofits, they do hesitate, right? Because you're telling me I got to go into a cohort, I have to hear what other people are doing, I have to work with other people, I have to share my plan and things like that. But I think everything that was shared, once they see the added benefit and the long-term impact in being within a cohort, a lot of them to bring that guard down. If I could just name drop two agencies that I know that this cohort base is really benefiting. One, there's a, and I won't name drop the agencies because I don't know if they want to put their name out there, but through the Unite Charlotte program, there were two agencies that does complementary work with each other. One of them specifically work with high school students who are transitioning into college, and the other one work with college students or those early stage high school those late stage high school students who are going to be graduating. They work with them to place them into internships. They didn't know anything about each other, but because it was in this Unite Charlotte cohort, they have discovered that, hey, you have students, I have opportunities. How about, you know, we work together, we come together and build a partnership where as your students are going into college or transitioning to college, we can work with them to help them find internship, that early on internship that they need to be impactful and successful in the program, whatever it is that they decide to do in college. So that came from it being a cohort base. If we was working with them on an individual base, they would have never known each other. One, two, we would have never thought to put the connection together. So that's one example of how being in a cohort does help with collaboration, does help with complementary services, and how agencies can kind of work together and make a bigger impact in our community.
Yeah, what a great example. Like a huge side benefit. And I would say what I've seen in GAIN is just friendships also beyond, above and beyond being thought partners and collaborators and all of that. So lots of really, really great examples. And speaking of collaborating, LaVon, could you help us take a step back and talk about the beginning of this relationship between APARO and United Way of Central Carolinas and the Unite Charlotte program?
Well, what's funny is I think it started with the three of us, a year or so ago, just talking about wanting to just understand, about the Unite Charlotte programming and really being excited for the work that Sam and United Way are doing and just wanting to learn more, just wanting to be a good partner with other agencies here in Charlotte. And I think as Sam was describing the program and the types of nonprofits they're working with and some of the goals they're trying to achieve, one of the things that the idea that came in and we kind of started ideating about in that first conversation we had was, man, I think there could be a place to really add some type of something that around learning about technology and they're providing these nonprofits so much good programming. And I felt like a good technology foundation, like a house, like a foundation, is really, hopefully will empower some of these nonprofits to even be able to grow and do more impact in whatever their particular area of work is. So that's kind of, I feel like where we started the conversation was, man, I think there could be a place for us to talk about technology and the power and the multiplier of it with these groups of these cohorts of nonprofits. And then from there, we kind of ideated into what it turned into. So I don't know, Sam, if that's the conversation you remember, if it was different for you.
No, this certainly is the conversation I remember. I do remember when we were building out the program and we did some very niche focus groups with some of the agencies that we have previously funded. At the time, it wasn't cohort based. And I think that the number one thing that kept coming up from these agencies were, we need to build our technology infrastructure. We realize we don't have a strong technology. We realize that, but everything rooted back to how do we create a system that works across all of our programs, or all of our mechanism for us to be more impactful in this community. This conversation, I think LaVon she just reached out to me and said, "Hey Sam, I want to talk to you about Aparo and possibly some technology opportunity for your grantees." And it kind of naturally just morphed into what we had, which was the pilot, which I think we'll talk about in a little bit. But it kind of morphed into the pilot and us being intentional about going back to cohort based. What 10 specific agencies that we would like to put into this cohort that could get some experience, that could learn a little bit more about their technology infrastructure and how they could strengthen the infrastructure to be more impactful into the community. So it started off as a conversation. I agree with you. I think it was around this time last year. I think we were meeting once a month. It may have been twice a month,
right?
But it was all exciting. It was all exciting stuff, and it got us where we are today.
Great. And Sam, at that time with those original conversations, and we sort of agreed to pursue this, did you have any specific hopes, goals around the work together?
Nothing specific that comes to mind. Again, I just know a lot of the conversations I was having with the grantees that never experienced a cohort base before, a lot of things was being rooted back to technology, infrastructure. I need to understand systems a little bit better so I can know how to navigate and create platforms for my organization to be impactful. So that's where that's kind of like the early stage conversation. That's the conversation we're having with Aparo. How do we create that space for these grantees, for these agencies to be able to exchange resources, but most importantly, strengthen their technology platform that they were already using previously?
Great. So you clearly saw it as a need, and we proceeded to work together. So what do you think? How did the pilot go?
Well, I mean,
it's been great. Oh, go ahead.
I was going to add, you know, to thinking about like what were you hoping from the beginning. I'll add that from a PAR's point of view, it's always to be a compliment. So, you know, I come in and I see all the programming and work that's already been established, which is really great and really helping these nonprofits. And the thought was, how could we complement this? And also just the experience, you know, APAR as a nonprofit, one from our own personal experience, but also in having worked with nonprofits for, you know, over 20 years at this point, we know that, man, if we can help some nonprofits who are in these early stages get started on the right path from a technology perspective, it's kind of like an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. So thinking about if we can give them some thoughts and ideas of directions to take their technology, infrastructure, hardware, software, those kind of things to keep in mind, create awareness that really helps maybe mitigate some of the issues that we see nonprofits down the road come to us as saying, hey, we're really struggling with this particular challenge. So, you know, I know one of my hopes was I really see the potential for us to complement already the great work that's being done through this program.
So Sam, thank you. So Sam, what do you think? How'd it go?
I actually think it was very beneficial. I usually survey my grantees when they participate in different capacity building opportunities that we provide to them. And this was one of the ones that a lot of them came back to me. I didn't even have to go survey them actually. They came back to me and said, Sam, thank you. This is what I've been needing. I think it was a 8 course or 8 week program that you guys did. And every time after a session, I would get one or two emails from the grantee, just so appreciative of the opportunity. So I think it was great. I think it was clearly it was needed because a lot of them are hungry for more. As a matter of fact, I have actually connected some of the grantees with some of the partners who led those sessions because they wanted to continue the conversation. They wanted to know more. They wanted to know how they can tap into that specific agency or that organization resource. So I've been doing a lot of those connections over the last several months since we did the graduation ceremony. So to me, it was beneficial. It was a no-brainer when I went to my boss to ask her if we can continue this partnership, because a lot of the agencies saw the benefit in it, and I saw the benefit in it for them, because a lot of them now have not restructured how they do things, and they learned a lot of things that they did not know prior to participating in that pilot that we did.
How do you think it went, Levon, from the Aparo perspective and from the feedback?
Yeah, I mean, same. I'll echo what Sam said. I think, you know, we've received a lot of good feedback. And I would say we received the feedback not just from the nonprofits, but also, you know, we had four different training modules that we went through during this pilot. And we had skilled volunteers who delivered, you know, that content. And even them, they said how it was great to be able to use the skills that they use in their everyday or their work that they do, and be able to feel like I could talk and share just from my knowledge with these nonprofits. And they really gained a lot from it. And even from the mentors being, you know, we paired each nonprofit up with a mentor to kind of be that sounding board to talk about questions. They might hear something during a training that they wanted to kind of dig in a little deeper. So, you know, there were some really great mentor partnerships where they were able to really kind of think through and talk through things and strategize. And it's also from my perspective, like, that's what we want to hear. We want to hear that they want to dig deeper, that they want to know more, that they want to reach back out to some of these partners. That's exactly the result that we want, is for them to start a journey, you know, start a journey of having their technology in a place that really empowers them and helps them do the work they do and doesn't hinder them. And so it was exciting to hear a lot of the feedback in that regard. And I would say also, I just thought of this, but a kind of a benefit, but also something that's great that came out of this is the fact that, you know, when we work one-on-one, it's great. It's great information. We love doing that. But when you're able to do, you know, this cohort work, you're also, you know, the volunteers able to share with 10 nonprofits. So they're impacting 10 nonprofits in one session. And so it's also, you know, it's very efficient. It's an efficient way, it's an efficient model for us to be able to impact nonprofits we know need it. And so to see that it really was so beneficial was awesome.
Yeah, that's great. And I'll also add to that.
Sorry.
No, I was just, the volunteer side is a really good, that's a really good perspective. That's all I was saying. No, go ahead, Sam.
Yeah, well, I was going to add, I think the volunteers actually enjoyed it themselves because I knew several of the volunteers personally, and they actually called me and said, man, this is awesome. You know, I get to, you know, show them best practices, and I get to coach them one-on-one. And they were engaged, because typically in programs like this cohort-based program, when you tell someone go work one-on-one with somebody, they fall off, right? They lose interest, you know. But this particular group did not lose interest. They were hands-in. The volunteers were involved. The agencies were involved. I just think it was a great, great, great partnership between the grantees and the quality of volunteers you all had put together for these grantees.
Thank you. And Sam, you did like a little bit of a spoiler. You mentioned reaching back out into your organization to talk about extending this, right? This first year of work together, it wasn't a year of work, these first few months of work together were a pilot. And now, drum roll, please. I don't know.
We're doing it again.
There you go. We're moving away from it being a pilot to hopefully a fully operational program now. And again, a couple of things that happened here. It speaks to, one, the integrity and the impact of the program. It wasn't just me who went to my leadership to ask them, could we continue this partnership? It was the grantees who expressed the interest in, hey, this has been very, very beneficial. This has really helped me change the way that I do business from a technology perspective, right? So it was an easy, if I could use the word sale, I didn't sell my leadership, but it was an easy conversation with my leadership as to, it makes sense for us to continue this. We have countless people who participated, agencies who participated, who are not only telling me how great it was and how beneficial it was, but they was reaching out to my direct boss and telling her how beneficial the program was via email, via phone calls. So that speaks to the rigorous of this Aparo partnership and program that you guys are running specific to the specifically to technology for grantees.
Great. Very exciting. So I'll ask you both one final question. Levon, if somebody was listening and thought, wow, you know, all those great benefits of volunteering that you just mentioned, I might want to be a mentor, or I might want to teach one of these sessions. I just want to use some of my technology skills to get involved. What could they do, Levon?
I mean, first of all, reach out. I mean, I think there is, you know, when we say the word technology, some people may try to exclude themselves saying, well, I don't know how to code, or I don't know how to do things. And technology is much broader than that. You know, in this cohort, we talked about marketing and social media and digital marketing and things like how you use technology in those arenas. So if you have some technology skill sets, whether it's in true tech, you know, like thinking infrastructure, or in other areas, whether it's website or social media or application-based, you know, reach out to Aparo. You can reach us at volunteers@aparo.org. Send us an email, go to our website. You can fill out an interest form. We're happy to kind of have a conversation with you. You can learn more. You can share with us maybe what you would be comfortable. But, you know, as Sam alluded to many, many times, the volunteer gets as much out of an engagement and giving back and sharing their skills with a nonprofit as much as the nonprofit does. So I would say lean toward doing it, lean toward reaching out and just exploring, even if you're not sure.
Great. Thank you for those words and advice on how to get started with volunteers. Sam, what if a nonprofit was listening and thought, you know, I'm really interested in this? What could they do to take a step toward working United Way potentially?
Sure. So as I mentioned, our Unite Charlotte program specifically, all agencies have to come through our Unite Charlotte first year. There are some specific requirements because of how the intention of what the grant was created for. We do ask that your agency is led by a person of color. Your annual revenue to be in that first year cohort have to be under $250,000. As you can see, we directly target grassroots, true grassroots organizations that are in this community. So if you're a grassroots organization led by a person of color and your budget or annual revenue is $250,000 or below, and we are flexible with that, reach out to us. Go to the United Way of Central Carolina's website and, you know, uwcentralcarolinas.org/UniteCharlotte. You'll see there we have all of the agencies that we have funded over the last 4 or 5 years since the program has been around. And then there's some information on how to submit an application if you're interested in submitting the application. So to participate in the Aparo program, The technology program, obviously you'll have to be a funded Unite Charlotte agency. That's how you'll be able to participate specifically in the Power program with Unite Charlotte. But check out our website, send us an email, unitecharlotte@uwcentralcarolinas.org, unitecharlotte@uwcentralcarolinas.org. Send us an email. I love meeting new and innovative organizations that are out there. I would love to hear more about the programs and work that you're doing. And the last thing I will add, just a tidbit to that, is our Unite Charlotte fund is unrestricted. So we really fund operations. So our funding can be used to, after you went through the Power program, if you want to consult with someone, continue to build out your infrastructure, you can actually use the funding to that. So our funding is, all Unite Charlotte funding is unrestricted.
Nice. Thank you for adding that. I hope some of our listeners were inspired to get in touch and to get working with our organizations. Thank you, Sam. Thank you, Levon, for joining me for this episode.